Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Look out, Sharia's coming. It's time now in our series to look more closely at some of the details of Sharia law, and this week I want to highlight how Sharia law treats women and then wrongdoers. Listen to the following examples of what some people call women's rights, or I would in fact call women's wrongs. In a court of Sharia law, a woman's testimony is only worth half of a man. In a court of Sharia law, a woman's inheritance is only half of a man. In a court of Sharia law, a woman may not marry a non-Muslim man. In a court of Sharia law, a man may divorce his wife by simply saying, "I divorce you," three times. In a court of Sharia law, a girl can be given in marriage to a man even 60 or 70 years old when she is only 9 years old. In a court of law, a man can beat his wife if she refuses his sexual advances. In a court of Sharia law, a woman loses custody of her children if she remarries. In a court of Sharia law, a Muslim man is forgiven if he kills his wife for committing adultery. In a court of Sharia law, a woman may have four critical witnesses. In a court of Sharia law, a woman must have four credible witnesses to the victim of... In a court of Sharia law, a woman must have four credible witnesses to the crime of rape, and if she does not, she can be punished for a sexual offense. In a court of Sharia law, a woman has no right to divorce if her husband chooses to marry three other women at the same time. In a court of Sharia law, when a man dies, the husband's property does not automatically go to the wife who survived him. In a court of Sharia law, the right of a woman to choose her husband can be overruled by the choice of a father to make an arranged marriage. Listen to the words of Winston Churchill, penned many years ago, about the problem of women's rights, or what we might term the women's wrongs in Islam. Winston Churchill once said, "The fact that in Mohammedan law every woman must belong to some man as personal property must delay the final extinction of slavery until the faith of Islam has ceased to be among men. Individual Muslims may show splendid qualities, but the influence of the religion paralyzes the social development of those who follow it." Now, as we want to point out, not all Muslim women are unfavorable to these laws. This is what they're taught. This is what they believe, and some of them are caught in bondage to it. But this is what Sharia law teaches about women. Now let's talk for a moment about how Sharia law punishes wrongdoers. Islam commands that the drinkers of alcohol and gamblers of money should be whipped. In one case, a man was punished with 80 strokes of a cane for drinking alcohol. Islam commands that an injured plaintiff can exact an illegal revenge of an eye for an eye. Now, we know that this was true under Old Testament law, but it is no longer applicable today. But today in Islam, a man who attacked another man and threw acid in his eyes was sentenced to be blinded by acid as a just punishment. Islam commands that a thief should have his hand cut off. I recently saw a picture of a Muslim boy who had stolen a loaf of bread at a market, and his punishment was to have his hand run over by a large truck. Islam commands that highway robbers be crucified or mutilated. In Saudi Arabia in 2003, a man was crucified after being tortured for a crime he didn't commit. And in the Sudan, a 16-year-old boy was sentenced to have his right hand and left foot amputated for such a crime. Islam commands that homosexuals must be executed. Recently, three gay men were in fact killed because of their sexual preference. Islam commands that adulterers be flogged with 100 stripes as a punishment prescribed by Allah, and in many cases it proves fatal. But it is equally fatal when the punishment is death by stoning, and in recent years this execution has been carried out. Islam commands the death for critics of Muhammad or the Quran, and cases have been cited where Islamic clerics and others have demanded the death of those who have criticized Muhammad, and those threats have actually been carried out sometimes by the murder of them. And as I said before, Islam commands, as I've already pointed out, that apostates from Islam be killed. Aren't you glad you live in the United States of America and not under Sharia law? Join us next week at the frontier where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.